Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Nathan Sage. On today's program, we speak to Kevin Kincaid, Chief Executive Officer for the Knoxville Hospital and Clinics, Bill Hoagland, Senior Vice President for Bipartisan Policy Center and the Bipartisan Rural Health Task Force, Georges Benjamin, Executive Director for the American Public Health Association, and Dr. Jennifer McKay, Medical Information Officer for Avira Health, as the Bipartisan Rural Health Task Force made a stop at Knoxville Hospitals and Clinics on Tuesday. CEO of the hospital, Kevin Kincaid, tells us why the task force made a visit to the hospital.
So today we were able to host a group from Washington, D.C. They kind of they're a bipartisan work group on rural health care is their focus. And so it's been a great time to be able to sit down and chat with them a little bit about how things happen in rural environments, the challenges that we have, some of the opportunities for them to be able to see things in action. The thing that they were most interested in were our workforce issues, our workforce successes we've had, strategies for recruiting the best and brightest to the rural environment. And what they're doing right now is seeing how we utilize and leverage technology in the rural environment to better take care of our patients.
Kincaid says what he wants the task force to remember when they leave.
That there are quality things happening in rural America. It's a great place to live. It's a great place to raise a family. And healthcare needs to be appropriately addressed in the rural environment.
Executive Director of the American Public Health Association, Georges Benjamin, tells us why he wanted to visit the hospital and what he has learned.
We want to get a look at Bureau Health and get a sense on the opportunities and the challenges of delivering healthcare in rural communities. The healthcare here is amazing. This is a really care of high quality, but there are certainly challenges, and that we're looking for some of those solutions, and we're going to spend today talking a lot about that.
Dr. Jennifer McKay, Medical Information Officer for Avira Health, tells us what she learned during the visit to the hospital.
I'm learning and getting a confirmation of things I experience in my own practice in South Dakota. Part of the reason I was asked to be on the task force was because they needed really a physician representative, kind of boots on the ground. This group here confirmed the things that I've experienced, and additionally that we really do need to keep our rural health kind of front and center to support healthy patients in all of these regions that maybe sometimes people don't think are quite as obvious in terms of their need.
Dr. McKay speaks about the differences in Knoxville and those in South Dakota from which she is from.
In Iowa, certainly there's more smaller communities, probably smaller hospitals to serve. At South Dakota, we tend to be a little bit more spread apart. And a lot of our smaller communities are affiliated with bigger health systems. Here you see more independent groups. And I think what's in particular interesting about Knoxville is that they are a fully independent, not-for-profit facility. So they're not using tax-based dollars to do their work. So those are some of the main differences.
Bill Hoagland, Senior Vice President with the Bipartisan Policy Center and the Bipartisan Rural Health Task Force, says what he has seen and learned during the visit.
Yeah, this task force that we established about a month ago is co-chaired by former Senators Tom Daschle and Senator Olympia Snow, and two former governors, Governor Musgrove of Mississippi and Governor Tommy Thompson of Wisconsin, former Secretary of Health and Human Services. And what we're doing here is mainly, first of all, understanding what the challenges are that face rural hospitals, particularly in terms of access and quality care. And what I was very interested in here was the telehealth type approach that they're taking here and ability to move forward. I'm also very impressed with the way they have put together their doctors not having to have on call for and being able to work that out, because one of the big issues I've found in dealing with some of the rural hospitals is the difficulty of quality of life for the clinicians. And it sounds to me like they've done a wonderful job here of working that balance out.
We asked Mr. Hoagland how the problem with rural health care being a product of problems in rural America is being treated.
What we're dealing with, I'm not a clinician, I'm not a doctor, I deal with the overall federal budget landscape, and what you've just highlighted is exactly the issue from my perspective. There's so many determinants of health, that includes the community, having jobs, having access to jobs, having transportation, having good infrastructure, and the whole community, plus also coming from a rural area that I grew up in Indiana, is exactly what you just said. Trade wars that affect the price of soybeans, as an example, can have a major impact impact on a rural community, and therefore impacts directly the hospitals and the clinical services. So that's a bigger picture than just a hospital. And it just adds another burden, I think, on hospitals, rural hospitals, when the rural community is not surviving as well as it should. It is a difficult issue, and I think it's one that requires something much broader than just talking about healthcare. It talks about the economy and the overall state of our rural communities out there.
Thanks to Kevin Kincaid, Chief Executive Officer for the Knoxville Hospitals and Clinics, Bill Hoagland, Senior Vice President for Bipartisan Policy Center and the Bipartisan Rural Health Task Force, Georges Benjamin, Executive Director for the American Public Health Association, and Dr. Jennifer McKay, Medical Information Officer for Avira Health, for joining us on today's program. You can find today's news 24 hours a day at knicarols.com.